You're listening to Tim Talks, Taking Interest in Ministry, a conversation between two great friends with over 70 years of ministry between them. Ministering on opposite sides of the border, Dr. Al Stone is the General Director of Bearing Precious Seed Canada and Pastor Emeritus of the Bible Baptist Church in St. Thomas, Ontario, Canada, while Pastor Dan Wolven pastors the North Columbus Baptist Church in Columbus, Ohio. Listen now as Al and Dan review and relate their experiences in hopes of helping others who are taking an interest in ministry. Now, here is Tim Talks.
Welcome to Tim Talks. Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
I don't need to read the code on that one.
No, that was pretty clear. I gave you the clear signs on that. But I do have to tell you, I have a bit of a problem. Yeah. I've been drinking Tim Hortons for 30 years. I've had it the same way for 30 years. Well, not always. I usually get a large, sometimes a medium, double-double. Mm-hmm. Double-double is code here in Canada for double cream, double sugar. There are some people that get 3x3, 4x4, 6x6, which I can't imagine.
Wow.
Yeah, that'd be, ugh. I've even tried a black. One sip, spit it out, went back to the cream and sugar. Gotta have the cream and sugar. 18% cream here in Canada, only 10% in the United States.
I was going to say, in the States, what do you get it, like a double, triple?
I get a triple-double. Triple cream, double.
That's double what you sugar. Said, okay.
Yeah. And now, at the drugstore here at Shoppers Drug Mart, you can buy Coffee Mate makes double-double, makes the blend with the cream and sugar already in it, so you don't have to measure anything out. And with my Tim Hortons coffee pucks for my Keurig, I'm drinking Tim Hortons every day.
There you go.
But Brother Wolven, it's just kind of growing bland. I make a big deal, but it's kind of just the same thing over and over.
Just not the same thing. Yeah, it's you. What you need? You need something fresh.
Yes.
That's what you need. You need some freshness in your life.
I do. How do I do it?
Well, buy the coffee beans yourself and grind them, and it'll be fresh.
Or I could just go to a different Tim Hortons and take a different street. I'm going to do that. Grinding beans is way too much.
That's easier.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll get Hugo Chavez to pick them. I'll roast them and grind them, or I could just go to Tim Hortons and get one for $2.
Hey, you're going to be down here in a couple of weeks, so we're going to have to make sure we've got plenty of the Tim Hortons pucks for you.
Oh, yeah, man. Well, there's one not too far from the house. We can always make the quick drive over if we have to.
Yep.
I could walk over and get my exercise at the same time.
You could meet me there.
You can meet me there in the car and drive you back. Or you could just go get it for me and be a real servant of God.
There you go. Yeah, I can do that. I get my wife coffee different times whenever I'm out early and come back.
Wow. I'm looking forward to being there. We're going to have a great meeting.
It's going to be great.
December 2 to 6.
Yep.
Yeah, if you're listening and you're in the area, come by. We'd love to see you. And we're gonna do a bunch of Tim Talks while I'm there. So maybe you can
come by. Yeah, this is actually should be airing the Wednesday before Thanksgiving here in the mm-hmm. States. Mm-hmm. I know you already had yours, so.
Yeah. That'd be awesome. Well, listen, speaking of
1 week from today.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, speaking of fresh, love the interview with Steve Dameron, Pastor Steve Dameron.
Yes.
Great job. Good guy.
It's good being with him. Yep.
Yeah. He had some good ideas, and he actually talked a little bit about changing things up. And
mm-hmm.
I thought, man, let's take a look at that. You've mentioned that as well. Let's talk about.
He had some good ideas, but he also had a good mic.
That's true.
I was the guest. I was the guest there, so I got the junk mic. He was the pastor, so he gets the good mic.
Oh.
And so you know, I was just the behind the scenes guy. You know, not very important, so that I got the junk mic, yeah.
Well, now you know how I feel. You got that really nice microphone there. I got this tin can with a string.
It's not that nice. If it was nicer, it'd make me sound 6'4".
Yeah, they don't make mics like that. They're not available yet. I just don't have the pastoral budget anymore. Here's the
note.
Yeah,
there you go.
When you leave the ministry, the credit card stays there.
Well, you know what? I guess for the sake of the ministry, I'm going to have to start smoking so I can get my voice deeper.
Yes, it's been a help to me.
Well, maybe that's just raspier, not deeper, and I'm raspy enough.
That's right. Hey, what are you doing to keep your ministry fresh there? You do some great things.
Well, whenever Denise gives me ideas, I just do whatever she says.
And let's all admit it, guys. Let's all admit it. Our wives come up with some great ideas. They're always wanting to change everything.
Yes.
My wife's wanting to change stuff all the time. Like, just leave it alone. But she's right. You got to mix it up. You got to mix it up. What are you doing there? What are you doing at North Columbus?
Well, there's a lot of different things that, you know, a lot of different ways to answer that question. I'll give you one of the simplest or most basic ones first. It's not the most important by far, but it's just a little thing. Doc Thompson told me whenever we came here, of course, we came in just a severe, severe financial situation, which, by the way, we had to refinance and everything. And I was just told by our deacon that December 2022 will be our final payment. We paid some extra on the principal this year.
Wow.
December 2022, unless we pay off a little bit early, that will be our last payment and we will be debt free.
Hey, you'll be coming to Israel with no burden on your shoulders. We're going to have a great time.
Well, no, that's February 2022, not December 2022. So.
Well, I know you'll have
I'll still have
months,
a whole year
free.
Of Yeah, but I'll still have that burden for the rest of the calendar year.
You're done December 2022. We leave February 2022.
Yeah, February's before December.
No.
in 2022. You're thinking December 2021.
I am.
Yeah, two years from December. Yeah.
Well, we'll have half as good a time.
That's exactly right.
There you go. You'll be close. Awesome.
But anyway, so Doc Thompson had said, you know, one way to try to encourage people is if they can see some sign of visible change.
Yeah.
You know, and so over the course of the years, we tried to, and this is not the only reason, but, you know, if we get maybe a different table. You know, to put in a lobby, or you know, when COVID came and we took some of the time to repaint and redecorate and do some things different. And so, yeah, I'm not talking about spending a lot of money, but it's nice to have. You know, one year we were able to get some smaller conference style tables for some of our Sunday school classes. And, you know, I mean, it's just something that's really nice. Mm-hmm. If you're able to do a little bit of an upgrade here and there, Doc Thompson said, if you could do that like once every 6 to 9 months, something like that, that, you know, people are encouraged whenever they see differences, you know, happening. So, you know, that's just a small thing, mm-hmm. but it winds up sometimes being making a big difference over the course of time.
Right. I tried when pastoring to constantly be looking at ways to better what we were doing. And we had the HELP program. And that was an opportunity for us to revisit every year. And we had to make changes. Our society changed. When the SMITE program came the last time to St. Thomas, we had close to 700 children in the Bible mm-hmm. clubs. Brother mm-hmm. Wolven, when we finished out our last HELP program where we did Bible clubs, we had in 1 week 12 Bible clubs. We had a total of 10 children come to a Bible club.
Wow.
Yeah. People just quit sending their kids. They were afraid to send their kids.
And our society's really changed like that.
Yeah. We had a little girl that was kidnapped and brutally murdered here. And that just shut down any kind of children's outreach ministry.
Sure.
And so we had to rethink that thing. We still have it, but we use it more of a training time, and we let people invite, you know, families to come, but we really had to change that thing up. And so every year we had to revisit, what could we do? How could we make it better? And I think you have to honestly look at your ministry that way. Yeah. I always listen. I listen to all of our Tim Talks podcasts. I want to listen to make sure it sounds good and see what we could change, or, you know, do our volumes need to change? Do our tones need to change? And I think if you listen from the very beginning through to where we're at now, you should notice a noticeable difference. But things like that, I think you have to have a critical eye of your ministry to keep things fresh.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. He's that's your other mic from Steve Dameron's.
No, you know, you do that very well. I don't do that near like what you did. Matter of fact, there are many things even to this day, and I've been out of the Smite campaign for 18 years, and there's a lot of things they do even today that you guys had started in your help program, and I sort of copied. I'm not a good original guy, but I'm a good idea stealer.
Oh, yeah.
Or I'm a good idea adapter. You know, I don't just like to copy somebody. I want to make sure that maybe if they're onto a principle, I'd like to think about now, okay, how does that – that's a great principle. How can I incorporate that principle? Maybe I'll start something sort of like what they're doing, but I've got to make it sort of fit us. So, yeah, you do have that eye. And well, I need something like that a little bit better, to tell you the truth.
I find it hard to believe that you can't come up with ideas, because if you have to have a critical eye, I don't know anybody more critical than you. Like, you're the king of critical. You're constantly picking at me.
You poor soul, you.
Yeah, there's nothing new under the sun, for sure.
Defenseless creature you are.
I am, yeah. I have no defense. There's nothing new under the sun. So a lot of ideas are a revamp of someone else's. Or what I did is I watched what you did, then did the complete opposite, and it always worked. I'll tell you, and now that I'm traveling in evangelism, I have to come up with fresh things as well. And maybe I'll throw this out to those that are listening that aren't a pastor. Maybe you're a church member, a Sunday school teacher. Maybe you're an evangelist. I'm trying to come up with new, fresh messages all the time. I am not going to use the same message over and over and over and over again. I've written new messages for this year. I'll probably set those aside. I might keep one or two that were really well received, but I'm going to try and come up with new messages all the time. That keeps me in the book. It keeps me fresh in the word, and I don't have to worry about people saying, we already heard that. I never want people to hear the same message
twice.
That's
the truth. That's the truth.
I don't like when guys do that. So
As a pastor, I will sometimes visit the topic again, because you need to, you know, continually be teaching, and you know, there are the same truths that need to be repeated, because your congregation isn't always the same. But let's see, a sermon Sunday morning, a sermon Sunday night, a sermon Wednesday night, and then also a lesson for Wednesday night. So four different things a week I'm preparing, and I don't think that I have one sermon I could preach again that people would want to hear.
That's not true. Plus, on top of that, you have weddings and funerals. And so you have to have messages for that as well. So yeah, it can be a great load sometimes. And that's one of the great things about not pastoring for me, is I have the time to really study and really, you know, get the time that I wanted but didn't necessarily have sometimes. The other thing that I've tried to do is I've really tried to work video, and that's become very valuable for me right now. I'm actually working on a video right now for a church out in Seattle, Washington. I don't even know the pastor. The youth pastor contacted me. I'm not sure how he got my name, but asked if I would do a video. So I got a picture of their youth room. I'm standing behind his pulpit, and I'm preaching to their young people. And I'm telling you, Brother Wolven, you can't tell that I'm not in that room. It's
awesome.
Amazing. green screen is an amazing tool. Mm. And so I've been able to do stuff like that. And in fact, I'll be preaching at a church here on Sunday morning, and I won't be there. I'll be in their building, what they will think, but I won't be there. So that's kind of cool. So that's kind of a new thing that I'm trying to, you know, incorporate into my ministry as well.
That is neat. You know, as far as keeping things fresh for me, when I read more, I feel fresher whenever I'm preaching. You know, so that's one thing for me is I need to keep reading. And sometimes it may be a history book. Sometimes it may be a sermon book. Sometimes it may be a how-to book. But I need to keep reading. And really, the more illustrations I can find, the better. I you know, I'm beginning to run out of illustrations, and I notice, man, I've got to keep reading to find some new ones. You know,
right. Yeah, it's it takes some thought and it takes some purpose. But we ought to keep our ministries fresh, because if you don't, in this day and age, we're used to. I just got like my third update on my Mac computer in the last 3 or 4 months, and I'm like, what in the world? They're constantly changing this thing. But that's what this generation expects. They want upgrades. They want something new, even if it's just a logo change. And companies do that. They refresh their logo all the time. And I could never understand that, but I get it now. I see the value of changing things up. It keeps people's attention. And very, very important in ministry.
Okay, so let me ask you, where do you draw the line between constantly being different and the element of consistency? Because I think it's important for a leader to be consistent. So I generally am smiling, and so on days that I really have a heavy heart or have a real burden, or maybe somebody is, you know, caught me just before I've gotten to get to the pulpit, or 10 minutes from getting in the pulpit, and I hear some real bad news. You know, I just have to ask the Lord, now, Lord, help me to smile, help me to be the normal. Because if I'm drastically different, everybody in the congregation now is going to say, what's the matter? You know, they'll pick up on it. So I'm not talking about being fake or phony, but I think in one element, we need to be consistent. But, you know, where do you know, I don't want to start a ministry every 4 months and say, hey, God's led us to do this. And then in 7 months, we're saying, well, no, it didn't work out. Let's do something else. Hey, the Lord's led me to do this. So I'm very careful myself on saying the Lord has led us. Sometimes I'm saying, I think this may be interesting to try. And I don't mind saying, Let's try it. I think it has a good scriptural basis. Do you know of anything that would keep us from it? You know, whenever I'm talking with staff and leadership, the deacons and things, you know, hey, what do you think? But I don't always say, this is what the Lord's led us to start. And sometimes we do. So where do you draw that line? You know, I mean, because...
I think people today need to know once in a while that we're having a bad day. I'm not going to broadcast that all over. I'm not going to run with it to the hilt. But there's nothing wrong with saying to folks, man, I had a rough day. Man, I had a rough week. But you know what? God's good and I'm over it. People need to know that we're real too. But they don't want to hear it all the time. And one of the areas that I think people make a huge mistake is posting on Instagram and Facebook every little aspect of their life.
Oh, yes.
And I mean, there are some things I do with my family that nobody needs to know about that. I mean, we went to the park. You don't need to know that. We ate at a restaurant. You don't need to know that. But you can know that I led someone to Christ. You can know that we had a great family time, but you don't need to publicize all that. So I think there has to be a balance there. And then as far as the freshness of the church, I mean, that's why we have ladies change the scene of the church every season. We're coming into the Christmas season, so the Christmas wreaths are coming out, you know, the flowers are changing. So we do those changes, and I think you suggested this earlier, that a fresh coat of paint, most churches could use a fresh coat of paint at least every 2 years. And that's just from the markings on the walls, you know, and that's a cheap, easy way to bring a difference to a church. And it's just the little things. I don't think it has to be drastic, just subtle things. You know, a new church sign every few years. Changing the flags, making sure the flag outside is new and crisp. Yes. Just little things that people do notice. Keeping the grass cut. You know, making sure the weed whacking's done. Little things to make sure that things just look good. I always looked at the church and my ministry this way. I looked at the same care of the church as I put into my home. We have a lovely home. It's modest, but we have a lovely home. And we keep it clean. We keep it picked up. We keep it, you know, up to date. My wife is great about that. She just said the other day, could you please do some touch-up paint work? And I'm like, brother. But you know what? She's right. It just helps to do a little rather than to try to do a lot. And I go to a lot of churches that are really run down. They're not kept well. And that makes an impression on your community. It makes an impression on your people. And so those are some things. Hey, our time's just about run out. Let's carry this over into the next podcast on Friday. I've got some more ideas, sounds and I know good. You do too. So let's leave it there for now and come back. And let's encourage our listeners today, if you have some ideas that have worked for you, would you send them to us so that we could pass those on? We would love to hear about any ideas you've got. That would be phenomenal. And we'll share some more on Friday. This is Brother Al Stone. I am in Simcoe. That's where I was born. I'm in St. Thomas. I'm going backwards. I'm not refreshing. I'm getting older. St. Thomas, Ontario, Canada. And looking forward to being with you, Brother Wolven, in just a few weeks and having a great meeting. And again, if you're in the area, come by. We would love to see you.
Amen. This is Dan Wolven in Columbus, Ohio. And we are planning on having, we are in a unique situation.
Yes.
Our governor has placed a curfew from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. But you are allowed to go to work, go get something to eat, go shopping, go go get medicine. You know, so it's sort of a soft curfew. Yeah. And so to match that, the mayor of Columbus, Mayor Ginther, who's a liberal Democrat, has given us an advisory for 28 days that we should not be out after 6 p.m. And really not have anybody over our homes and those kind of things. So, and to answer him, on Black Friday, the shops will be completely wide open. And everyone is going to be going shopping. And,
you're not kidding.
And everybody's going to have as many people as they want over for Thanksgiving. Well, most people are. And underneath this whole giant umbrella of closings, we're having our revival December 2 to 6. So come on and attend with us. We'll have a wonderful time.
Come and be fed and get some medicine in a peaceful protest against everything on the dark side.
I read somebody where they said they're not having Thanksgiving this year. They're having a funeral for a turkey, and they're serving refreshments so they can have up to 30 people at a funeral. So come on over.
Our prime minister said, if we're good, we can have Christmas this year.
Oh, can you believe the gall? Oh, my goodness.
I hope Santa doesn't hear about that. This is Tim Talks. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Tim Talks, Taking Interest in Ministry, with new podcasts added each Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. To learn more about your hosts, Dr. Al Stone and Pastor Dan Wolven, you can visit us at timtalks.com. That's TIIM talks.com.